Welcome back to the Beyond the Filter podcast. I'm Paulina.
And I'm Alexis.
And happy freaking Tuesday. I'm in a good mood today.
I am too.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that for us. Is it because you had therapy?
I did. I just feel like I had a chill day today.
Yeah.
And now I'm here.
Good for you. Also, she's recovering.
Guess you got sick again. I feel like I sound like nasally, but you say...
No, I think you sound normal.
Okay, maybe it's just my own self-judgment over
here.
I
feel like, if anything, you know how when people talk and you can kind of hear a sore throat?
Yeah.
It sounds like you're recovering from that,
mm-hmm.
if that
Which
makes
I
sense.
Am. Yes.
Also, this freaking girl, when did you get sick?
Like last Sunday? It was for a while.
Oh, you were sick for a long time, actually.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say that we went to spin... a couple days ago yesterday morning, and she's like, well, I hope I feel better, but that actually checks out if it's been a week.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like both you and I have like pretty weak immune systems, because
I was gonna say,
when I get sick, also, even if it's just like a simple cold, I'm mm-hmm. also sick for like a week and a half.
Yeah, like it takes me out
yeah.
to like another level than like the average person, I feel like.
I know, because then I hear other people who get sick and they're fine within like 3 days.
Could it be me?
I'm like, are you kidding me?
I was on like 5 different medications.
You're like, I need to go to the ER.
Yeah.
Stat.
I like literally went to urgent care.
You did?
I did.
Wait, what type of medications do they give you?
Oh my gosh. I was taking like Sudafed. And
oh,
then
I love Sudafed.
They gave me a cough syrup. They gave me an antibiotic. They gave me a steroid. And then I've been taking like allergy pills with like all of that too.
Jeez. You're like, I'm not going to be sick.
Yeah. And like... They had to test me for strep, and they couldn't even test me.
Why?
Because you know how I am about gagging.
Oh, do they like stick it down your throat?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
I was like, I can't. I tried like laying down and like sitting in a chair. I was like, I can't do it.
No, I don't blame you.
No. Ugh. Yeah.
You want to know something? Not once in my life have I been COVID tested or like tested for COVID.
Yeah.
Because I saw those videos of how far up your nostrils they would stick that thing, and I said no.
I'm like, it's going to my brain at that point.
No. And I went with Gali one time. We did like a drive-through COVID testing.
Yeah.
Because he needed to get tested for something. And they did it to him, and he literally like gagged as they were doing it, because they stick it so far up there, and they do it so quick.
It's like a little
really
swab.
Push it up there.
Yeah.
And then his like eyes were watering and he gagged, and I was like, you know what?
You're like, I'm good.
I'm okay with never getting
oh my gosh.
Tested. So I've only done it myself.
Yeah. Cause then you have more control over it.
Yeah. And I probably never went as far up there. But even then, like I had COVID once, and my test came out positive when I did it myself. So I'm like,
yeah.
You don't need to do all
that. No. They'd be sticking it up too far.
No. That's so funny though. They went to urgent care.
Yeah.
You're like, I have a cold.
No, literally. Cause I knew like when I was sick last time, I needed antibiotics, and I was like, okay, if I need to get better by like tomorrow, it's bad bunny. I need the antibiotics.
Yeah.
I can't just survive off Mucinex and NyQuil.
No.
Mm-mm.
NyQuil doesn't work with my body.
It's
NyQuil just, either. It's like,
yeah.
No,
I feel like they weren't working.
Well, mine's more so like there's something in it. With the flavoring, well, because I take the liquid because I'm a child.
Same. Yeah, I can't take
I can't
those,
take
like,
pills.
Fish pills. No.
No, they're massive.
Yeah.
They're, like, gel. Ooh, mm-hmm. I can't even mm-hmm. look at them. But something in it makes my stomach feel like, the flavor is just so strong with both of them that it, like, burns.
I was just about to say it, like, burns, like, going down your throat.
It feels
and then,
so
like, in your stomach.
Acidic. Like,
yeah.
It just sits there for mm-hmm. hours, and I could feel the acid, and I'm like,
yeah.
Ugh.
No, it's, like, a burning sensation.
I hate it.
So
you
gross.
Know, one time, my dad... He gave me, it was a mixture of DayQuil and VapoRub. Like they did a collab, and
okay.
it was a medicine.
Oh.
Don't ever Mm-mm. take that in your life unless you hate yourself, because it's worse than taking a shot of alcohol. Like
Ew.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. I was like, I've never been more gagged in my life.
That's so gross.
It was horrible. It worked,
mm-hmm.
obviously.
Yeah.
Like, you think DayQuil burns? Absolutely Mm-mm. not. That one's like a whole... Oh my God, I can't.
I would scream. Like, I could barely handle DayQuil and NyQuil.
Me too.
Yeah.
That Mm-mm. one was atrocious.
I'm like, noted not to take that.
It was so funny because I remember I smelled it. It's like in my brain. Like, I'm never going to forget that smell.
Yeah.
And I smelled it and I was like, oh God.
Like,
and I
Ew.
Took it anyway.
Yeah.
Big mistakes. I ended up just like, I think Gali ended up taking it one time. And he was like, oh, no. So I think I just threw it away.
I would have thrown it away, too. I'm like, I'd rather just suffer at that
yeah,
point.
Honestly, I'd rather not take any.
No.
Anyway, we're not here to talk about medicine.
No, especially with our health anxiety.
I know.
Wrong people to be talking about.
I know. We're going to make this episode a little shorter than usual since our girly isn't 100% yet.
Yes.
But really quick, before we dive into what this episode is actually about, which, by the way, we didn't even say.
Oh, yeah. We just
started talking about medicine.
I know. I'm like, this is why we, yeah.
This is why our episodes have been like over an hour.
Yeah.
We've been getting too comfy around here.
We have been, just a little.
What's this episode about?
Spring cleaning.
Why are we
spring
here?
Cleaning your life.
Oh, yeah. Seasonal depression 0, us 1.
Yeah, finally.
We made it out alive.
Thank God, because that was rough.
Yeah, so we're giving like spring cleaning ideas, mm-hmm. but not about cleaning your house. It's more for like, you know, your well-being.
Yeah.
Spring cleaning yourself.
Spring cleaning your own life.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, before we get into that, hello, Ariana Grande.
Internal sunshine. Bye bye. Boy bye. That's like my anthem. I didn't like it at first.
It was like at the bottom of our list.
Yeah. I think we could fully like dedicate a full episode to dissecting the whole album.
Should we?
Honestly, yeah.
Maybe we should film that one next because like,
yes.
I don't know how well it would perform, but like we wouldn't shut up.
That could be like a good hour, like itself.
It might go viral on TikTok if we clip it.
Mm-hmm. It's so good.
I know.
Exceeds all my expectations.
I cannot stop listening to We Can't Be Friends. Also, I Wish I Hated You. I love that song.
Yeah.
So much. Also, I love them all, to be honest, but same. Ordinary Things. It was like at the bottom of my list the first time we listened mm-hmm. to it. And now it's like
up there.
Definitely within the top five.
Yeah.
I was going to say top three, but it's hard.
I was going to say.
I know we already changed our original list, which, by the way, somebody gave me not hate.
Oh.
But somebody. No, it wasn't hate. She was sweet. But somebody replied to the story I posted of our. Mm-hmm. Our
rankings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On our podcast Instagram, and she was like, putting Yes And as a top choice is quite the choice. And I was like, I've been seeing that song get some slander on TikTok lately.
I kind of agree with this person.
Really?
I think I'm kind of tired of it. That's probably why it's at the bottom for
me. I will say I've been skipping it when I've been playing the album.
Same.
But I'm not tired of it. I'm just like, I've listened to it a lot that I want to, mm-hmm. I already know the entire lyrics. Like I know everything about that song. I'm still learning the lyrics of like the rest of the album. So I'm like, I need to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand why it's getting so much hate though.
I almost feel like it's like random.
That's what everybody's saying. But
yeah.
I don't think so.
Because I feel like all the other songs have the same like lower vibes. I mean, obviously The Boys, mine is like more upbeat, but
yeah,
I feel like the rest of the album flows and then I get to Yes And I'm like, oh.
I can see that. But I do think the placement of that song, like if you listen to it in order, it kind of mm-hmm. makes sense.
Yeah.
Cause it's kind of like her like breakthrough
mm-hmm.
moment. So you are right about that. But I still love it. Like it's still such a good song. And that, I want to say, is like my favorite song she's ever put out.
Ooh.
Because I just love the message behind it. Where it's just like, who cares what other people are saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just like, do you? So I'm like, and it's so fun. Like you can't tell me if you heard that song at a bar, you're not gonna.
I like need the club to like remix like
exactly
a few of her songs.
Like anytime that song comes on, you're gonna be singing and dancing.
Yeah, I'm like
it's a
you
fun song.
Really want to see me shake ass on a table
to Ariana Grande? Because I'll do it
exactly. I'm like anyone else, and probably not.
I'll do it for free.
No, literally.
Oh my god! You know what? Let me pull it up right now. My song that has been making me dance a lot is "Don't Want to Break Up Again." When she goes, so I grab my stuff, Courtney just pulled up. I'm like, tell me that wouldn't be us.
Wait, isn't that by?
No. Is it?
Yeah. Courtney just pulled up.
You're right.
Yeah. Bye bye.
Wait, what's the song?
Fuck with your head.
Oh, you're right. I do love that lyric, but I was still talking about Don't Want to Break Up
Again. Yeah. No, I love that song
confused.
Too. I was like, wait, what?
No, yeah. Don't Want to Break Up Again. I've been like,
yes,
jamming out to it. It's such a good song.
That's how I am with True Story, but you knew that.
I know.
Oh, God.
That's already like, what placement wasn't it on your Spotify?
I think I want to check my Spotify stats again.
I wish Apple Music did that.
Okay, top tracks. The last 4 weeks. Wait, I'm screaming. Okay, one is Love On by Miss Selena.
Obviously.
Two. True story.
Yeah.
3 is this other artist I listen to. 4 through 8, all from Eternal Sunshine.
This is their best album yet.
Yes, it is.
For sure.
No, it's so good.
I haven't heard any slander Mm-mm. about this, so she killed it.
I already know it's going to be on my Spotify Wrapped.
Like, are we surprised?
Yeah, like, I keep listening to
it. I know.
Like, my mom was like, oh, I'm surprised you're not listening to Bad Bunny to, like, get in the mood for the concert. I was like, I can't, because I just go back to Ariana.
I know. When you told me the concert was tomorrow, I was like, oh, I forgot other artists exist this week. No,
literally. I was like, I can't relate. I've just been listening to Ari.
Oh, my God. That was a great album. Yes. If you guys have any opinions on our rankings, mm-hmm. let us know. Do you want to read our last rankings, actually, yeah. really quick?
Let's
I
see.
Have mine saved on my notes. I want to say this has probably changed again. This is our updated, different than what we posted.
Correct.
You want to go first?
Let me see. Okay, yeah. See, I already want to change mine.
I know, I do
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'll just read off what I put, though.
Yeah.
Okay. 1, The Boy Is Mine. 2, True Story. 3, I Wish I Hated You. 4, We Can't Be Friends. 5, Imperfect For You. 6, Supernatural. 7, Bye. See, I'd move that up. 8, Don't Want to Break Up Again. 9, Eternal Sunshine. 10, Yes And. 11, Ordinary Things.
Yeah.
We didn't include the interludes or whatever they're called.
Yeah. Did you feel like when you were ranking them that, like, even though you were putting one towards the end, like, it's not that you didn't like it?
Yeah.
It was so annoying.
Like, I don't know. They're all so good.
I know. So, like, when I'm reading mine, I'm like, it sounds like I don't like what my last song is going to be. But I'm like, no, I love it.
You're like, I love them all.
Yeah.
Just, like, differently.
Differently. Okay. So mine is Yes And, Don't Hate Me. We Can't Be Friends. The Boy Is Mine. I Wish I Hated You. Don't Want to Break Up Again. Eternal Sunshine. Ordinary Things. Imperfect For You. True Story. Bye. And Supernatural.
See,
but I,
like,
love them all.
Yeah, I was going to say they're all so good.
Also, the spin class we went to yesterday was Ariana Grande themed. I do wish you would have played more of her new album, though.
I was kind of expecting that. I think the evening class, they played more of the new album. Which I was like, damn.
Which I was like, but
I don't want to work out that late.
And also, why did she play Ghostin'?
Oh, at the end?
Yeah, at the end of spin class, there's like a, you stretch together. Mm-hmm. And she was playing Ghostin'. And I was like, why wouldn't you play one of her new, like, which one's slow on there? I Wish I Hated You.
Yeah, or even We Can't Be Friends. Like, that starts off slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all, like, pretty vibey that you could stretch to. But I was like, not Ghostin', not me about to start losing my mind.
Like, crying.
Yeah.
I did like how she played Let Me Love You.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's not like a popular song people will play. Like,
so underrated. Yeah. When she played that, I was like, okay, girl, she's a real fan.
Yeah, she is.
It was a good class. I did have fun, but that was my first time going to spin in the morning for like a few months.
Yeah.
It took me out. I napped twice.
That's insane.
Twice yesterday. Like, my coochie is sore. It's so sore and everything hurts. Like, my neck hurts.
Yeah.
My arms hurt because you do weights also in spin. Everything hurts. My butt hurts. I'm like,
you're like, no. This is a lot.
I was so exhausted yesterday. I'm like, I don't know how people wake up early anymore to exercise that intensely.
You're like, I can't.
Yeah.
Only for Ari.
Only for Ari.
So true.
Okay. We have big news. Peeps came out with.
We love Peeps.
We do love Peeps. And we also love Dr. Pepper.
Yes.
So we found at Target a Dr. Pepper flavored Peeps,
which I'm skeptical of.
And I was like, I have to try this.
Yeah.
So I bought it yesterday at Target. I already tried mine, but Alexis has not. And I wanted to record her reaction to put on the podcast. So here you go.
Okay.
It's so funny. They're like red and like the Dr. Pepper can.
Okay.
Okay. Mm. A live taste test.
Oh my God. I forget how sticky they are.
I'm going to eat one too with you because, well, I'll tell you my opinions after. Okay. I want you to go first. Doesn't it smell like Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, that's weird.
Straight up smells like the soda.
It's
wild.
Okay. I'm going in.
Okay. It's like ASMR. Mukbang.
It's like I could barely taste it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Like, it tastes like a normal peep.
But, like, a very hint. Like a...
Oh, I just got it. I just got the hint.
But isn't it so, like...
Yeah, it's like when you first crack open the can.
Yeah. And you get, like, the smell of it and you kind of taste it in your mouth. Yeah,
it's like the additional test.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Isn't it good?
Mm.
I'm like, wow, I love America for making this.
It's like a hint.
Mm-hmm. It's surprisingly so delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Ellie.
Ellie. I'm not getting my Dr. Pepper pee. Mm.
She's literally in our faces. She's like, I like Dr. Pepper. This is a Dr. Pepper household.
This is. Oh my God, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of shocked.
I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
I was also so surprised. I just got it for fun.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think I was going to like it. I was like.
Because it's weird.
How good could that be?
Yeah.
You know what it tastes like? You know those, when we were little and you would get those soda lip balms?
Yes.
That's exactly
like
what it is.
Like the lip smackers?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's, and you licked your lips, mm-hmm. but like less potent probably.
Yeah. It's like more sugary for the peep.
Yeah. I don't know. I was just so surprised.
Oh my God.
I know. I was like, no, I'm going to eat this.
It's actually pretty good.
Because there's so many.
Yeah. I'm surprised they're like that good.
I know.
I'm just like thinking about the initial taste. So at first I didn't really taste it.
No, it like kind of hits you.
Yeah. And then like I was kind of chewing and I was like, oh, there it is.
No, if they come out with this every year during Easter, like
you're going to
buy. This will be an annual thing.
Yeah. It'll be an annual I'm like, forget, purchase.
Yeah. Forget Girl Scout cookie season.
Yeah. You're like, I need the Dr. Pepper Peeps.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Say that 3 times fast.
Please. That's such like
a tongue twister.
A tongue twister.
Dr. Pepper Peeps.
Dr. Pepper Peeps. Oh my gosh. I love Peeps. Like yeah. I hate when people are like they're just sugar. I'm like, okay, and
that and those sugar cookies, like the frosted.
Oh my God.
Ugh.
Don't get us started about those.
Whenever I see TikToks being like, these are trash.
Like, why do you plastic?
You know what everybody says? They taste artificial.
I'm like, well, no shit.
Yes. You think I'm coming here for healthy baked
vegan cookies?
Yeah.
No.
Or when people are like, those are the same people eating McDonald's, probably.
Probably.
So I'm like, leave us alone. Yeah. I also like McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. Same. Like, we are McDonald's girlies.
Yes, it's fine every once in a while. Like, shut up.
Yeah, it's not like we have it every day.
No. Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't like when people think they're better than me.
Same.
Because they don't eat sugar, frosted sugar cookies.
Life is too short.
To not enjoy
eat
artificial
the damn
sweets.
Peep. Yeah. Eat the damn peep. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Eat the damn peep.
And we'll end on that note. Oh man. Okay. Well, shall we get into our spring cleaning?
Yes.
I don't know if I'd call these habits. I don't think they're really habits.
I don't know. I feel like we each came up with two ideas. Two things.
Two things on a list.
Yeah. To just kind of jumpstart the spring and summer season. Because I don't know about you guys, but like my personality is back now mm-hmm. that the time changed 2 days ago.
Yeah. Now that the sun's out longer.
Yeah. By the time this goes up, it would have been like over a week now.
Yeah.
But like life's great now that the sun is setting at 7 p.m. And it's normal during winter time that we went through our slump and, you know, it's fine. Probably some things got neglected.
True.
Probably felt a little too tired to get certain things done. So the point of this list and this episode is to give you ideas to kind of brighten up your days again,
mm-hmm.
I guess I would say, and how to go into this new season feeling refreshed and
we
clean.
Love that.
I feel like that's kind of what the point of this is.
Yeah, heavy on the clean
mm-hmm.
in all areas of life.
Yeah, but different than just
cleaning.
Yeah, I did see a TikTok right before you came over. And it was a girl spring cleaning her house. She took it to a whole other level.
I was going to say, some people are like scrubbing the, what are they, floorboards with like a toothbrush?
No, that's literally what I saw yeah. her doing. She got that, what's that brand? Bissell?
Oh, Bissell. Yeah.
She got that machine because you can rent it at like Lowe's or something. And she was cleaning her baseboards with that. She was cleaning her cabinets.
Oh.
Everything. And I was like, people do that? I just wiped down my cabinets with the...
Like an all-purpose cleaner. Type of
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Or disinfectant wipes.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of wipe it down.
Same.
Probably not as often as I should.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, whoa.
That's a whole other level.
That's not the point of this episode. No. But if you want to, by all means.
Yeah.
And also record it because I love those videos.
Me too.
But I won't be doing that.
No, I'm like, we won't be doing that ourselves.
No. Okay. You want to start?
Sure. Okay. So the first thing I have on my list, I titled it Personal Reflection.
Ooh.
Spicy. Not really.
Riveting stuff.
But I feel like this time of year is a good place to kind of reevaluate your New Year's goals, if you set any, or like maybe New Year's resolutions, whatever you want to call it. Because I feel like we're past February. So it's like...
like the first quarter of the year.
Yeah. Like the new year's kind of like worn off a little.
Yeah.
And I feel like going into spring and then going into summer, it's important to like reevaluate if you want to change your goals or resolutions, or if you want to stick to them and find ways to improve them. Because I think some people get in the mindset of like, oh, if I didn't do this, this, and this by end of January, like I'll just start next January.
Oh, yeah. That's not great.
And I feel like you can set goals anytime of the year, any week, any day
of the week. It doesn't matter. Because some people are like, oh, Monday. It's like, why not Saturday?
Yeah.
What's the difference? It's still a week.
I'm like, it's still something you're living through.
Exactly.
So I have that. And then I also wrote down creating no nag hours, which we kind of discussed.
Yeah, we saw a TikTok about it. Do you have the girl's name, actually, so we can...
let me see.
I know you sent it to me earlier.
Oh, Liz Moody?
Liz Moody.
Yeah.
She posted a spring cleaning thing. What was it, last year or something? And she put how to spring clean your entire life. And she put no nag hours. And I was like, that's genius.
That's amazing.
We needed that.
I feel like, I don't know, most people complain.
Yeah.
And like everyday life, especially with like work and whatnot. And so just having those like set hours or even like an hour to just like not complain about anything, basically. I feel like could really do something for a mindset.
Because one thing about us is we're going to complain.
Yeah.
We're going to tell you everything that's on our mind. And whether it's good or bad.
Yeah. This reminds me of JC from what we said. I don't know if it was in a podcast episode or a YouTube vlog of hers, but she was like, I literally complain. Like, if I have a headache, you will know.
I remember that. Like, that's literally she was like, yeah, because she was talking about with her husband, with Leif, that she was like, if I have a stomach ache, a headache, like, I'm going to tell everybody about it, and it's going to be the only thing I talk about.
No, literally.
Like, no, same.
She's like, I don't even mean it to, like, do or grab attention to myself.
No.
It's just like, I need to tell someone.
I need somebody to know what's on my mind.
Yes. Oh my gosh, she's just like us.
No, exactly. I do like the idea of no nag hours though, because I feel like it's so, being negative is so consuming, it honestly is. And it's so easy to be negative and just to complain, and I don't want to do that. I don't want to be in
a complainer,
a negative Nancy.
No.
So I like that idea where it's like, okay, after this time, no more.
Which,
no mas.
No. Oh. Okay, bilingual. I feel like that leads me into my next point I wrote down, though, is to pour more into daily gratitude. So I feel like almost with our generation, like, people just complain so much that it's almost harder or more challenging to like look at the positive and like be grateful for like whatever you have in your life. Because sometimes when I find myself just like taking a moment to be grateful for the things that I have, I'm like, oh, maybe I should think like this more.
How do you have like a specific way you practice gratitude, or is it more of just like thoughts you think to yourself throughout the day?
I think like thoughts. I think to myself throughout the day. I feel like I should use my 5-minute journal more, but I feel like for the most part, just like internal thoughts that I have.
I was going to say that the 5-minute journal, did you get that for me?
Yeah.
Queen. It's been helping me a lot, especially the nighttime one.
Yeah.
Cause in the morning, it's nice and all, but you're supposed to do it like as soon as you wake up. And a lot of the times, I don't know, I feel like I'm kind of exhausting. I need to get more creative. So like the prompt, what's the first thing it says? Three things you're grateful for.
Yeah.
And it's like, as soon as I wake up, I'm like,
you're like, I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. And I've been rewriting a lot of the same things. And I don't mean this to sound like privileged, but again, here I go complaining, but I'm self-aware.
Oh my god.
But I've been like, oh, the weather's nice today, or I'm like, I'm grateful for my husband, I'm grateful for Ellie, I'm grateful that I have a full fridge, that I have running water. And this sounds so dumb, I don't even know why I'm saying this out loud, but I was going to say, like, okay, when I'm rewriting the same things over and over again, it's kind of like, it's not hitting the same. Like, I'm like, okay, yeah, I know I have these things and I know I'm grateful for that. But sometimes, like, when you just hear it over and over again, I'm like, okay, I need something that kind of makes me see things differently. So that one, I've been like, I need to come up with more very specific ideas, which I actually followed this man. He's the cutest man on TikTok.
Ooh.
He's like a dad. And love him. His TikTok is, I think it's like, today I am grateful. And every single day he posts really short TikTok of the things he's grateful for. And you know what he said today?
What?
Shower curtains.
Oh my God.
And I was like, please. He also said,
I wouldn't have thought of that.
No, I would have never thought of that. Yeah. And he was like, showers would be really weird if we didn't have them. I was like, no, they totally would.
That's so true.
Can you imagine how annoying showers would be?
Like, if you're just like standing there naked.
Yeah.
With like nothing to provide you.
Yeah. And then the other day he was saying that he's grateful for clouds.
Oh.
He's like so wholesome.
Yeah.
So shout out to that man. But
see, I aspire to be like that.
Yeah. But anyway, my favorite part of the 5-minute journal is the nighttime one. Because it, what does it say? It says highlights of the day and then something you learned that that day. And I feel like that makes me feel good. Like looking back and being like, oh, I had a good day.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Especially the something that you learned, that section.
That one I struggle with.
I always feel like I had something to say for that one. But I get with like the morning one too, how it can feel repetitive. Especially if you can't like think.
When it's first thing in the morning, I'm like, I don't know.
You're like, I don't know.
I just woke up.
Like my pillow. Like,
I know. You don't know how many times I've put having a comfy bed and having cozy sheets. I'm like, okay, I know that's all amazing, but I do want to find other things to kind of switch it up. But yeah, the learning part, I'm like, I don't know.
You're like, let me think on that.
I barely made it by today.
Yeah. Okay. So the next thing I have on my list is food clean out. And I think this is important. Because this may just be my opinion / here I go again complaining, but I hate when old vegetables or fruits sit in the fridge and then the fridge smells, because then like I like get grossed out.
Yeah.
And I just feel like living with people for the years.
Roommates.
It's like, clean it out. Yeah. Especially like, I feel like, especially on TikTok, there's like a running joke of like every week you buy your bag of spinach and it just like rots. Like, because obviously half the time the bag's so big you like can't finish it.
They really need to make smaller bags.
They should, because like I don't even finish it half the time.
I know,
but I think it's important to have a weekly fridge clean out.
Weekly, that is necessary.
Yes.
I hate that I don't do that. I have cucumbers from last week that I'm sure aren't good.
Yeah, see, and then you like forget about them.
Yeah,
and then it kind of just like rots.
I know.
So I put that for one bullet point. And then second one I had is reorganizing your freezer.
Ooh.
Because I feel like stuff just piles up. And obviously it stays good for a long time. But I feel like once you open something and say you forget about it, it just gets like freezer burn. So then it's just like taking up space.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. I've never done that.
I just did it like last week, I think, with my grandma. And maybe now everything's all organized and clean.
Yeah, I was going to say we buy frozen fruit and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like we're in our freezer a lot. So we kind of see the things every time. But I do remember when I used to live at home and we had like a bigger family.
Because
right now it's just us two. So it's like we.
Yeah.
And also we have a pretty small refrigerator. So like we can see.
Mm-hmm.
But like I do remember when I lived with my mom and we had the like the pull out freezers.
Oh, yeah.
Those are huge. That's and things get why, buried like down there. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, oh, I forgot we had that.
You're like, oh, wait a sec.
Yeah. So that's a good one.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And then the last thing I have is organizing things in the pantry. You don't need to go all like container store on this one.
Oh, but I want to.
I know. It's just, I feel like it adds up. Those dang containers.
The container store is like, ridiculously
the lamination.
Reversed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just I mean, go to Amazon.
If you have the means to do that, go ahead. No one's stopping you. But I think even just buying like those plastic Tupperwares from like Target or Walmart that are like $1 or like $3.
Yeah.
Just like the cheapy plastic ones, just to like, I don't know, put all your chip bags in or put all your cans of soup in. Just stuff like that to keep things more organized in your kitchen. And so you know where things are. So I think a lot of the times, like if you have an actual pantry, things get lost and then you end up buying like duplicate items.
Oh my God, Carlos just did that the other day.
Yeah, and it's like, We had this at home. If it was organized, you would have seen it.
He bought ground turkey from Costco and it comes with four.
Yeah.
Also, it's like $20. Mm-hmm. He forgot that like the week before he had just bought that. So he went to Costco again.
Oh my God.
Bought it again. So we have eight packs of ground turkey.
Mike, you guys are beefy over there. Meaty lovers. Like,
okay. We don't eat it that often.
Yeah.
Now we do.
You're like, now we got to use it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's all I had. Just keep things fresh and clean in your kitchen this spring.
Speaking of fresh.
Hello Fresh. This is not a sponsored ad. I wish it was.
Thank you to Hello Fresh
for sponsoring today's episode.
One day.
One day.
Manifesting by the end of this year.
Yes.
You'll all see.
I would love a deal with them or Symbiotica or Clean Sibilates or...
BetterHelp would be a good one for us too.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
Mm-hmm. Since we only yap about what our therapist said.
Yeah, they should really sponsor us.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of fresh, time to refresh your environment.
Love that.
Okay, so I made a list of 5 different things that you can incorporate during this time to help refresh your environment, just because other than like cleaning your house, I feel like that's kind of a given. Mm-hmm. But also just adding things that are going to make your life feel richer.
Yeah.
And just kind of enhance your daily routines. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like doing that during this time of year. Like I feel more positive and happy that like it's, you know, it's, we're getting more sunlight.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just feel like it's a good time to kind of switch things up. So the first idea that I had was to I wrote this down, but I put invest in good quality pillows and sheets to create a better sleeping environment. Not necessarily invest, but because it doesn't have to be expensive.
Yeah.
But just find, like, if you don't love your sheets or, you know, they're kind of getting worn out, mm-hmm. or, you know, it's probably time for a new pillow and you know that, but you just haven't, like, you know, bit the bullet yet. Just do it. Just get it over with. It's going to make your life better. And the more you put it off, the more uncomfortable you're going to be. So just get it over with. And like, why put it off if it's going to make you feel better?
I also love changing my sheets based on the season.
You do that?
Yeah.
I don't, but I do want to be that type of person.
Because then it gives me like, ooh, I have something new in my room. But it's, I know, like, not that expensive.
I know. I really want flannel sheets during mm-hmm. the winter. The only thing is because our house is so tiny, I don't have anywhere to put
all the sheets,
seasonal sheets. But yeah, like, you bet your butt one day. I will be doing
that. You're going to have all 4 seasons.
I'm going to have like colored sheets and everything. Totally. Now I just have like white ones, but mm-hmm. one day
you'll get there.
I'm going to do it. But yeah, just doing things, buying little things to improve your sleeping environment, because y'all know how I feel about a good nighttime routine.
Yeah.
So I say I just bite the bullet and get it over with and do it. But yeah, I take back the word invest. It's not what I mean, but you get the idea. I'm like, don't go bankrupt. And yeah. Don't buy things you can't afford.
No, seriously.
Like, what's that bougie brand? Brooklinen.
Oh gosh.
I'm like, I want like them.
100 yeah. plus for like sheets.
I think a sheet set was like $200.
That's
something.
Insane.
I'm like, do I want it? Yeah. Should I? Probably not.
No.
I got some from Amazon that I actually really love. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You don't have to, but if you got it like that, no one's judging.
Nope.
By all means, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm like, no one's stopping you.
Okay, the next idea I have is, I don't know what like the category is for this, but I put add a humidifier, an air purifier, or a diffuser.
Ooh.
Is there like a category for all the things? Because it's like,
I don't know.
It's like improving the air quality.
Yeah, I was going to say improve your air quality.
Yeah, I wouldn't know how to like categorize those 3 things.
Yeah.
But ever since I got an air purifier in December, it has been such a game changer in my life. Like, I can breathe now. And I'm so sensitive to weather changes. And I have the worst allergies during this time of year. So I already know this air purifier is going to save me. Like, my dry cough, no more.
Must be nice.
And a humidifier too, because you have one.
Yeah, I have both.
And do you like them?
I feel like they help for the most part. Mm-hmm. I don't know if a humidifier helps as much when I'm like not sick, mm-hmm. but an air purifier definitely helps. I just changed the filter in mine actually. So now it's all like nice and white and clean in there.
I don't have a humidifier yet, but I would love to get one just because I've seen how beneficial the air purifier has been. Mm-hmm. And where we live, it gets so dry here a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I can't imagine a humidifier would be bad to mm-hmm. have during summertime here.
Yeah.
So I would love to get a good one. And then obviously a diffuser for so many reasons. I think we already talked about like all the benefits of having a diffuser
and
before.
Like the scents. Yeah.
Yeah. For like our, I think it was our seasonal depression one. But yeah, it just like makes such a big difference. And also I love the ambiance of a diffuser.
I was going to say, I like the like little sound it makes. It's like yeah. ASMR.
And also just or, like, looking white at noise. It.
Yeah.
Like the little, I feel like I'm at a spa.
Yeah. It like, it calms me in a way.
I know. And then I haven't done research on this, so I might be wrong, but I feel like I remember seeing that like citrus smells are really good to smell in the morning. It kind of brightens up your mood. So that would be really fun to have during this time of year.
Yeah.
Like first thing in the morning, just turn it on.
Mm, so
a vibe.
Cute.
Okay, and another thing to improve your air quality is add plants. I'm a plant mom now.
You
They're
are a plant
dying.
Mom. Oh.
Well, ever since
we... I take
we-
that back.
I'm getting
there. They're all droopy over there.
Well, it's because ever since I came back from Japan, we were gone for a week. And this one plant that I got, I can't remember what it's called, but she is sensitive. Like, I had to move her to be under the sunlight all the time, which is so annoying because I specifically chose this one for shade.
Yeah.
Since our patio doesn't get that much sunlight,
mm-hmm.
she needs to be under
the
sun or else she immediately falls. This is because I forgot to water her and she's like halfway down.
Oh my God.
I'm going to water her tonight and tomorrow morning I'll send you a picture. She's just going to be like back up.
Like sprouted.
She's so sensitive.
Oh my gosh.
She's
like, me.
Mom. She's like screaming.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, I found some plants to improve air quality, but are low maintenance if you're anything like me. So a snake plant and peace lilies are apparently
Ooh.
Good. Yeah. So I do have a snake plant outside actually, but yeah, it's supposed to improve your air quality. So
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. And then the last thing is to declutter your room. And I feel like the reason for this is other than the obvious, you know, just to declutter during spring, but for me personally, it's to eliminate any sort of stress before bedtime. Like, I know I won't shut up about nighttime routines, but I feel very strongly about them. And I do not feel good knowing that there's like just stuff
mm-hmm.
around me.
Yeah.
Like when I was in high school, I used to literally have my ongoing pile of laundry that
God.
Had to put away.
Like the chair.
Oh, but
chair.
It was on my bed.
Oh.
It was on my bed. And it was like the size of a person.
Please.
And I literally would just push it to the side and sleep because I was too lazy to do it. And
I could totally see you pushing it aside and just going like, eh.
When I was an angsty teen.
Yes.
No, yeah. And I'm like, the thought of even doing that right now.
You're like,
I
no.
Can't. Oh my gosh. No. Even, you know, I have my chair with like, you know, there's a couple things on there, but it's not like a mountain.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know, a few things like a jacket or whatever. And I put that away every single night. It just like it keeps going throughout the day because I change outfits a lot throughout the day.
That's so funny.
So yeah, so I have to put that away every single night because I can't just
like
sleep
with
knowing
it
that it's there. And I also like tidy up my desk. Just anything that's in my room, I don't want it there.
Because
then I don't know.
I feel like it bothers me too.
Yeah, I just fall asleep and I'm looking at that stuff before I go to bed, and I'm like, that's not fun.
You're like, oh, I should probably pick that up.
Yeah, and then I think maybe it's just because I have anxiety too, but I'm also like, ugh, I have to get to that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why don't I just
do it now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that makes sense.
Yeah. I just don't like a lot of extra stuff in my room because I feel like that's my tranquil space in the house. So I'm like, as little clutter as possible in my room.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. I just don't like stuff. Also, my walls are very bare because I'm just like, I just don't want anything in my room.
You're like, just nothing at all. Keep it minimal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that was everything that I had for refresh your environment. And then the last topic I guess I have for spring cleaning your life is a digital detox, which I feel like you and I would both benefit from.
I feel like I actually just did this.
Really?
2 days ago. Well
what did you do? I want to hear to see if it was similar.
I already peeked at your list, but I won't give it away yet.
Okay.
You're like, wait.
I forgot I sent it to you.
I obviously had my 2024 mood board as my wallpaper, but I was like, I'm kind of tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of tired of looking at it. And so I updated my wallpaper, updated my widgets on my lock screen. I put the affirmation widget.
Oh my God. I literally just did this morning.
Like, because I need to see that every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I went through, I deleted some apps and I updated like the widgets on my home screen too.
Mm-hmm.
And the color of my background wallpaper.
You should post it on our story and our TikTok, because you have such a cute and clean
I try
home screen. Yeah.
And so I did that, deleted some text, and it almost felt like I had a new phone, but like obviously I didn't. And so I love doing that every so often, because sometimes I just get tired of looking at the same thing.
Yeah. Today when I was writing down things to do for your digital detox, it inspired me. So I also went in and I updated my lock screen picture. I updated my home screen, and then I also rearranged my apps. Look how organized.
Oh my God.
Isn't
wow,
it so
that
clean?
Makes me so happy.
Everything's
like in a little box.
Yeah, there's little folders. And then the first page, it's
love.
Like, yeah, it's the things that I gravitate to every day, like my music, my email, calculator, map, Safari, all that. And it's just a few. Like, I don't like having my home screens full.
Yeah, no.
It for me just goes with like the clutter thing. But I added a little affirmations widget.
Cute.
Yeah, to my home screen and then also on my lock screen. But yeah. We're on the same path.
We are. I know. I'm like, I just love a clean aesthetic phone.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me so happy.
Yeah. I need something very minimal.
I hate when like people have their apps over like multiple pages.
My home screen's only two pages. Like it doesn't, same. I don't need anything more.
Like I know people that don't group their apps. I'm like, how do you live like that?
Oh my God. You know what really pushes me over the edge? So I have, this is how organized I am.
Yes.
I'm a Virgo, in case you couldn't tell, but I have three different email accounts.
Same.
One is for important things, things that only like people close to me would have, or like work related things, like important things that I need to have.
Business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the email that I have on my phone, like on my app, my Gmail app. So I only get notifications for that one. And then my second email, which is kind of like my work one, like my content creator styling one. So that's my second email. And that one I also get notifications for, like I said, because that's important.
Yeah.
And then my third one, that's my junk email that I have for like stores getting coupons.
Yeah.
Things like that. Like things I don't need to get notifications for, but I don't necessarily want to unsubscribe from.
Yeah.
Even like my bank had sent that one.
I'm screaming. Like, not the bank.
Well, I mean, the only thing they email you is like your statement's ready.
That's true.
And I'm like, yeah, I pay my credit card weekly. So I'm like, I don't care.
You're like, okay.
It's fine. Like, I'm really on top of that. So I don't need to know that stuff. So it's just things I don't really need to see every single day. But what really pushes me over the edge is when people have everything put together as one. And
then
they have the little badge.
Oh, God. Like, it's like 5,000.
Yeah. I've seen people's at like 20,000. I'm like, how do you live with yourself?
No, that would literally like irritate me.
Yeah, because my like junk email, it has like, I don't know, like 10,000 unread emails, and that, but that's fine because I don't see it every day.
Yeah,
and
you don't have like the badge on for it.
No, like it's, I have to go out of my way to go look at that email. So I'm like, how do you just look at your phone all the time with the badge? I can't go about my day if there's any badges on any of my apps. Like, they need to be. There is not one badge. I have to have everything cleared.
I feel like I'm the same minus my text, but I don't answer people unless you're on my pinned.
See, but I open text right away. I won't necessarily respond, but I'm like, I cannot have the badge there.
Yeah.
So like most of the time I'll see it, but I'm like, okay, I can't respond right now. So I'm gonna have to do it later.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll forget, which is probably not a great habit.
Yes.
But just the badges. Like I turned off a lot of that on my notification settings.
Oh, same. A lot of the notifications for my apps are off completely.
Yeah. I don't have notifications for any social media because I'm like, it's nothing important.
No.
Nothing I need to tend to. But it's mainly just like phone calls
and like
messages.
Messages. Yeah. Yeah. That's basically it for me too.
Yeah. But people do the other one. Like,
no.
You're brave.
Yeah.
You're stronger.
Couldn't be us.
No. Like, go to the military. You're so strong.
Oh my gosh. You're like, go to boot camp.
No, seriously. Oh my God. I'm like, you're so strong.
Please.
A strong warrior.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, so what I wrote down was, one of them was organizing your home screen, deleting unnecessary apps, which we already talked about.
Yes.
Like, what did I delete? I just deleted like six today. I have store apps that I don't necessarily, like, I don't shop at Urban Outfitters anymore.
Yeah.
But I have the app for it.
Oh.
I deleted it.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, but just little things like that. I'm like, I don't need it.
Yeah.
There was more stuff that I deleted today, too. See, I can't even remember. That's how unimportant they were.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
I literally just have, like, my main apps, and that's, like, it.
Yeah, just things that I look at every day.
I have the Chili's app.
I have a McDonald's app.
That's so like valid of us.
I have, oh my gosh. What do I have? I have McDonald's, Starbucks, Chick-fil-A, Jamba Juice, Einstein Brothers. Yeah.
Let's see what I have in my food and drinks now if we're talking. I have Butterbuzz, Chili's, Dunkin', which I rarely go to. I've gone there like twice.
Really?
But I just wanted the reward. It's so good. Open Table.
I'd have that too.
Phil's, which I should probably delete that one actually because I don't really go there anymore.
I was Starbucks. Like, Phil's Barbecue?
Please.
No, I forgot the coffee.
I used to go so much when I lived in Orange County because there's one like 5 minutes away.
Yeah, there aren't any around here, are there?
It's like I have to go all the way to La Jolla.
Yeah, I was going
to say.
When
am I ever over there?
They're in North County, yeah.
Yeah. Starbucks and Yelp.
Oh, I have Starbucks too. Wait, yeah. I think I said that. Can you share, by the way, how you organized your apps? Like what folders?
Yes. I have 4 folders in total. I have my media group, which is Pinterest, YouTube, Messenger, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I'm not calling it X. That's ugly. And TikTok. And then I have Tezza and InShot in it. Because I deleted a lot of photo editing apps. I'm like, I don't really use them anymore.
I did recently too, yeah.
And then, oh, they're also alphabetized. So
oh my god, that's so funny that you said that, because I was about to make a joke but then I didn't because I was like, I'm not judging.
Please. But was it,
I was gonna say, imagine if I like color coordinated everything.
Oh my god, I do. I forgot.
Of course you do.
Someone got so mad at me because, okay, I'll go back to my groups, but in my messages I have 6 people pinned. Oh, I think it was you. You're like, why am I last? And I'm like, well, because your name, maybe it was someone else.
Is my name last?
Yeah, because it starts with an S, because I have you under sister, sister.
I don't remember having this conversation. Because sounds like something I would say, though.
I have Candace, Domino, Emily, Melissa, my mom, and then you.
Oh. That's so funny. But I'm like, hello.
You're like, hey. So yeah, back to my folders. The second one I have is miscellaneous. So it's like basically like all my bank stuff, AT&T, Afterpay. Find my friends, the AC unit in my house so I can control it, Fidelity, it's exciting stuff.
Riveting.
And then after that I have wellness, so it has all my workout apps, which I won't name because I don't need people stalking me.
Wait, what, can you track people?
No, like I don't want them to know where I go spinning.
Oh, you know. I thought you meant like you know how people track their workouts?
Oh.
I was like, what?
You're like, that's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have all my workout apps and my little Hatch sleep alarm clock app. And then the last folder, which is very fitting because it should be last, is my work folder. And that just has
boundaries.
Gmail, Slack, LinkedIn, and like all my calendars and stuff. That's all I have.
Okay. Mine, I have 9 folders. So it's photo and video. Just I have my camera on there, photo apps, like Canva's on there, anything I use to edit, that's all I got on there. And then social, self-explanatory, any social media apps,
yes,
are on there. I have a messaging folder, so I have like Messenger, WhatsApp, Geneva, Google Chat, and Slack because I use every single one of those.
Yeah.
And then don't judge me, but I have a games folder because I play, there's 2 games that I play every single time I'm on a flight.
Oh
yeah.
Okay.
And oh my god, by the way, I was so upset because you know how I got a new phone recently?
Yeah.
It was my first time getting a new phone in like, I don't know, 4 years or mm-hmm. something. My high score for my game.
Oh, did it reset?
No, it didn't save.
Oh my god.
It was like 200 and something. And damn. Then now, what am I at? This game is called Balls, by the way, with a Z. So much fun. Let me see what it's at.
Wow, my.
It's at 132.
Oh.
Yeah. But I was at like 240.
I was going to say, so it like really just like you got to start from 0.
Yes. And I work so hard.
Oh my gosh. You're like, this is so disappointing. Yeah. I'm screaming.
Okay. So I have my games folder and then I have an extras folder. And that's kind of, I just have like my find my friends on there, my health app. I have a sleeping rain noise type of app.
Yes.
And all of my like streaming apps are on there too. I also have Disneyland app because I go to Disney all the time. Nike, the Run Club.
Oh my god, I have that too.
Yeah. I have everything in there. And then I have a finance folder, a productivity folder. So I have like Google Docs, Sheets, Slides, Drive, the journal app, Zoom, Translator app, all that. Then I have travel and food. I don't know why I decided to categorize that together, but I did. So I have what we were already talking about earlier, mixed with like Southwest, Uber, Lyft, Airbnb, all that stuff. And then the last one I have is shopping. So like Amazon, Target.
All the apps.
All the shopping apps, things. Yeah. Etsy. All that fun stuff. So very organized we are. Yes,
we are. I feel like we need to keep our phones organized or else I go insane.
I know. It's like, because there's so many things that we don't have control over that aren't organized, like at our jobs mm-hmm. specifically.
So true.
So I'm like, this is mine. Yeah. Nobody can touch it.
I'm like, don't even think about it.
It's a safe space.
Yes, it is. I'm like, I organized it and color coordinated it for a reason.
And then what else did I have? Okay. You know how I was talking about my junk email? Mm-hmm. Another good digital detox idea, if you are like one of those people that I am judging for having 60,000 unread emails with the badge on and all.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you're one of those people, with the red badge, talk to me.
Yeah.
No. But if you are one of those people who suffers from that, I highly, highly recommend unsubscribing, like just taking 30 minutes out of a day.
Yeah.
And please, please, please unsubscribe from these unnecessary emails.
There's this website I used. I think it's called unroll.me.
Ooh.
And you basically sign up and it collects all of your like junk emails essentially. Mm-hmm. And you can literally just select how many you want to unsubscribe from and it does it for you.
That's wild.
Yeah. That helps me out a lot.
I also like when you, I don't know if it does this on your phone or on your desk or if it's only on your desktop, but if you go on Gmail on your desktop, something will pop up and it's like, you haven't opened an email from this sender.
Oh, I think it is just the desktop. Yeah.
In like X amount of days. Do you want to unsubscribe? I'm mm-hmm. like, queen. Thank
You're
you.
You're like, yes.
That. Yeah. So just like take the time. Like Alexa said, there's somebody who can do it for you.
Like, yeah. Honestly, there's probably more websites yeah. than the one I mentioned too.
Because I know that has to stress you out.
Yeah.
If you see that every day. Like, so just take the few minutes.
Yeah.
Unsubscribe.
Like, just do it.
Because my junk email, it's not even like totally junk. It's I'm mm-hmm. purposefully subscribed to each thing on there. Yeah. Like, I don't have anything that I wouldn't want to yeah. be subscribed to. I'm so annoying. But it's exactly. like, it's an organized junk email.
Mm-hmm. No, that makes sense.
And then the last one I have, which is, I think, something we both need to do, is clean up our photos. Why do we do this? We take like 20 pictures of the same thing.
And then like I'll keep all 20.
I know.
It's so bad. I need to be better at like doing that.
I used to go through my pictures at the end of every night mm-hmm. and be like, what did I take pictures of today? Because you just take so many throughout the day.
Yeah.
And then delete anything unnecessary. I used to do that every single night. Like I need that to be part of my nighttime routine.
Yeah. Like incorporate it again.
Because there's no need for me to have this many.
I feel that. And there's definitely like some influencers that have way more photos than me. So I can't even imagine. Because I have a lot.
What are you at?
I don't know. It's probably gone up.
I know we've outed you before.
Yeah. 154,000.
Alexis?
Yeah.
Hill.
But I feel less bad because if you know Hannah G from The Bachelor, I think she has like over 200,000 or she has like, what, 190,000. I don't know. She mentioned it in a TikTok a while ago.
You guys are wild.
So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm at 11,000 and that makes me want to cry.
Like, I wish I was at 11,000. Like, and I'm going to the Bad Bunny concert tomorrow. So I'm going to have to control myself.
Yeah. I just.
We're like.
It's an illness.
Yeah. That's one I can't fix.
Yeah. I have a lot of pictures from our trip to Japan that I'm like, I could remove.
Yeah.
And I told myself I was gonna do it on the plane because I was on a 12-hour plane ride. Like,
that's like the best time to do it. And I did sitting it. There. Oh,
I did it. I was like,
you're like, I'll do it later.
Yeah, I ended up just watching a few movies.
Oh my gosh.
But anyway, that was everything I had. I love a good digital detox, though.
Same. Just not with my photos. I'm like, everywhere else, yeah, sure, I'll do it.
That's going to take like a day. Mm-hmm.
That's going to take me a few weeks.
Yeah, and about finding like a hard drive to put these things on or paying somewhere to put your photos. Like, mm-hmm. it's a process.
Yeah.
You got to like mentally prepare.
Truly. Well, if any of you guys have spring cleaning tips, I guess, DM us because we'd love to know.
Oh, speaking of DMing, hold on.
Oh.
I wanted to add something. Okay. If you have made it this far, love ya.
Yeah.
You're my favorite person.
Seriously. But,
we really want to like create some sort of a community. And I just like, I don't know, a lot of my favorite podcasts that I listen to, they're very like safe space in their comment sections. And mm-hmm. people are like, oh my God, like they're just, I don't know, it's like a girls group chat almost. Yeah. And like, we really want our podcast to be like that too. So I know we have like 30 or so loyal listeners that mm-hmm. like listen weekly. We can see it in our stats. Like we yeah. have, that's like the amount of people that check in like weekly. Mm-hmm. So thanks. But
like, thanks for that.
Yeah. So I'm like, if we could do better on getting you guys to like engage with us on mm-hmm. Instagram or TikTok, please let us know. Like, what type of things would you comment on? Or are you just shy? Even if you're shy, can you DM me and tell me that? Because I feel yeah. like I'm doing something wrong on Instagram.
Oh my gosh.
Not my people pleaser coming out.
Coming into play right here.
Yeah. Well, because like, we've been putting a good amount of effort into our socials.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just love to like make people feel safe that they can comment on things. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
With that being said, make sure you are following us on TikTok and Instagram at Beyond the Filter Pod. I feel like if anything, we get a little bit more engagement on TikTok, but I think that's because their algorithm just like pushes out to so many random people.
Yeah.
But Instagram,
our comment section's pretty good on TikTok.
Instagram could be
improved. I'm tired of the like 15 likes, guys.
You, like, make it 1500.
We almost have 200 followers. Like, yeah, the algorithm yeah. on Instagram just sucks.
Yeah,
so I'm like,
it really does.
Yeah, I want our engagement to be better. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah.
My goal for us, I don't yeah. know if I told you this, by the way, but my goal for us is to get to 500 followers on Instagram by July.
Oh, I love that. I feel yeah. like we can get there.
I think we can too. So follow us.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're listening to this, you probably do.
True.
But share.
Yeah. Like, subscribe, repost, yeah. save to all the things.
Also, so that one day we can do video content.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really supporting us out here.
Yeah. Thanks.
Anyways, with that being said, we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.